singing, just the hand claps.
The singing was good.
I like the singing.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hawkeye Resilience Advisors, a full-service security, risk, and crisis management company helping local organizations be prepared before, during, and after crisis strike. Hawkeye Resilience helps people make plans before something goes wrong. Business resilience promotes community resilience. For more information, visit HawkeyeResilience.com or call 518-573-9183.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Rebecca Bohrer in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go.
Quoting the Book of Joshua, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is ending her presidential campaign. Haley had promised to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, but has been beaten by former President Trump in more than 20 states. Haley has so far refused to endorse the former president. More than half of her voters say they'll support Trump in November, but more than a third of them say they'll back President Joe Biden instead. After his Super Tuesday wins, Trump talked about Biden's handling of the border.
We had the safest border, the best numbers we've ever had, and now we have the worst numbers probably in the history of the world. It's sad to see what's happening to our cities. Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime.
The crime rate is in fact down nationally, and migrants, legal and illegal, are typically more law-abiding than native-born Americans. Voters aren't eager to see a Trump-Biden rematch. A Reuters Ipsos poll finds two-thirds are tired of seeing the same presidential candidates and want someone new. The Biden campaign will focus on the 91 criminal charges Trump faces, but the president may have trouble with his base this fall, given divisions over Gaza policy. Gabriel Sanchez with the Brookings Institute points to the 100,000 people in Michigan and the 50,000 in Minnesota who cast protest votes during the primary.
We did see, unfortunately for the Biden administration, meaningful numbers of voters choose to take this route, which is obviously troubling for the Biden administration, given how tight the race is projected to be.
Friction between the White House and the right-wing government of Israel is increasing and becoming more public. Vice President Kamala Harris is now openly calling for a ceasefire while Israel considers another offensive. The United Nations reports children in northern Gaza are dying from starvation, with some calling the devastation worse than Europe during World War II. Matt Miller is a spokesman with the State Department.
So we believe there ought to be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza that brings the hostages out, that alleviates the suffering of the Palestinian people, and that's what we're advocating for. There is a deal on the table that would deliver all of those things. Hamas just needs to accept it.
Former President Trump is calling for more Israel military action to, as he puts it, finish the problem. Meanwhile, the House has passed $460 billion in spending, enough to keep half of the government open through the fall. But Republicans on the right, flanking both the House and Senate, are unhappy with the budget deals. Utah Senator Mike Lee says the continuing resolutions just add to the huge national debt.
We've gotten real comfortable of whatever your party wants. You make the deal with the other side of the aisle. It's the unholy alliance here. And we merrily and merrily go down the road of stacking up now $1 trillion every 6 months. That's $2 trillion a year.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. New York State lawmakers have appointed members of the Community Commission on Reparations Remedies. That commission was created through legislation Governor Kathy Hochul signed in 2023. Its goal is to examine the legacy of slavery and its continuing impacts on Black New Yorkers. The commission will develop a report outlining recommendations for addressing these inequities, but Linda J. Mann with the African American Redress Network says there's one problem facing the commission: lack of funds.
It is absolutely imperative that funds for these types of task force, because of the amount of research that's going into it, is an imperative.
While this bill had plenty of Democratic support, it earned the ire of Republican lawmakers. Many areas of the country are determining how to redress past disparities Black people face. A recent report finds philanthropy has received millions in funds that stem from depriving Black people of opportunities to build wealth similar to those of their white counterparts. The New York Commission will have to present its findings in 2025. A 2021 Pew Research survey showed 3/4 of Black Americans surveyed support reparations, while only 18% of white Americans support it. Along with the U.S., countries worldwide are navigating reparations, with Mann noting they're not always compensatory.
We're not talking about just altering economic wellness, but there's other ways in which historical harms have led to disparities in education, in health, in housing.
Beyond New York, California is the only other state to have created a reparations commission. California's reparations task force recommended some compensatory reparations based on factors such as health harms, mass incarceration and overpolicing, housing discrimination, and the devaluation of African American businesses. But it wasn't certain how much all of this would amount to. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, rain is likely, mainly after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 55 degrees. On Wednesday night, more rain with a temperature low of around 42 degrees. And on Thursday, yes, a chance of rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 45 degrees. And on Thursday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Your eyes are long for Montrose. Let's make it a double shot, shall we? Not this one, but this one's more appropriate for today.
They say there's a sun in the sky, but me, I can't imagine why. There might have been one before you were gone, but now all I see is the night. So I don't believe in the sun. How could it shine down on everyone?
Just don't know how you stay on the street.
Animal Collective on the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. The group Beyond Plastics is located up in Rensselaer County and all over the world, too. But they're having a virtual event this evening, and here is all about it.
Beyond Plastics is hosting a virtual gala to support our work to end plastic pollution with special guest Jane Fonda. To tell us more, we are now joined by Alexis Goldsmith.
Hi, Jacoby. Hi, Sina.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Jane Fonda is a known activist. So what is her connection to plastics?
Well, the connection is the connection between plastics and climate. Mm-hmm. So plastics have an enormous impact on the climate and environmental justice because they're made from fossil fuels and toxic chemicals. And they have climate impacts from cradle to grave. So Jane Fonda has been a climate activist for the past several years. She's notably supported Fridays for Future, which is the movement where high school students walk out of school to protest government inaction on climate change. Jane has been arrested with high school climate activists on the steps of Congress, and she's been an activist in many different arenas for about 60 years now. She's been an anti-war activist, and so we are really thrilled that she's lending some superstar power to the cause and to help raise awareness that plastic is the new coal, that plastic emissions in the United States are on track to surpass coal-fired power plant emissions by the end of this decade.
Right, so this Jane Fonda is the same Jane Fonda as the actress, a large platform. And I only just learned earlier today, I didn't realize that she went to Emma Willard. She has this local connection. So I want to take a moment to see, like, we're thinking, how do we have that power? And, you know, the might that all of us have with our voices, no matter who we are and no matter where we are. Could you speak to that?
Yeah, I think the mindset is that everybody should do what they can and not put the pressure on yourself to be perfect or feel like you have to do it all because the challenge feels so immense. I mean, we are up against billionaires. We're up against the fossil fuel industrial complex in the fight to keep the planet at a livable temperature. And so grassroots are the only hope that we have in grassroots supporting getting off of fossil fuels, grassroots supporting racial justice, grassroots supporting indigenous sovereignty on their lands, grassroots supporting mutual aid and communities. And these are all interconnected issues. And I could wax on about how they're connected, but people can make change. And I think there are so many great examples of youth leaders out there. I mean, Fridays for Future was started by high school students. So just learning how to do what you can, but there are resources out there to help you in your journey as an activist. So if you've never done this kind of work before, my recommendation would be to just join an organization that's aligned with your values and start showing up. Start showing up in the spaces where the organizing is happening, where the resistance is happening, lending your manpower essentially to the work of, or human power rather, to the work of dismantling the fossil fuel industrial complex.
Okay. And to draw it back to the gala that will be going on, what will be taking place?
So this will be a virtual gala. So it'll be easy to attend. Obviously, Jane Fonda will be there joining us. I will be playing some fiddle tunes as we come in because we're on a shoestring budget. So my boss, Judith Ang, just asked me to play a little bit. And the fiddle actually has incredible connections to environmental movements. Fiddle music is like Americana music, and it has a rich history in environmentalism, especially like in Appalachia and the Gulf South. So that'll be like a little nod to that. And there will be some wait, don't tell me style trivia. So you can learn a little bit about the issue, get your pants scared off of you by what we're up against, and obviously support Beyond Plastics work. You're going to learn about what we're doing to end plastic pollution.
So the fiddle has roots in activism. What about the arts? Like, how important are the arts to carry on a movement? So you're bringing music to here. There is a comedy. How important are these to keep people in community and to build movements?
Well, they're vital because the arts are really an expression of the community, your self-expression. They're important for processing grief over climate loss of, you know, species and habitats, loss of the winter. I mean, we just had the warmest winter on record. 2023 was the warmest year on record for the 8th year in a row. So people are feeling the grief, and they're also feeling motivated to do something about it. And almost anybody can contribute to the arts. So, for example, when we have rallies, like last week, we had a big rally in Albany with 300 people. A lot of people made signs, and they put their heart on the signs. I recall back to the climate march in September in New York City. On the front page of the New York Times, they had a picture of the march, and somebody was holding a sign, a blue sign with pictures of marine animals on it, and it just said plastic kills. And I thought that image just cut to the heart of the issue that we're dealing with right now. So the arts are incredibly important, and they keep communities together.
So what are some of the points that this gala really wants to attract people's attention to? Maybe we'll talk about some of the things we've been working on. And then what are some demonstrations of how Beyond Plastics has been really successful?
Yeah, so the points of this gala that we want to draw attention to is our theory of change when it comes to plastics specifically. So recognizing that there are a lot of organizations out there doing really important work, and we're just one of those organizations. But our niche or our specialty is policy to reduce plastics, because plastics are not really talked about when conversations around climate are being had. So we have written model bills to reduce the largest source of plastic pollution, which is plastic packaging. And I come on the show a lot to talk about the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act in New York. But we've also had this bill introduced in other states. But this bill is really moving in New York, and other states are looking to the New York legislature to see what they do. So this bill would reduce plastic packaging by 50%. It would require producers to get toxic chemicals out of packaging, to redesign packaging to be more recyclable. And it would make polluters pay for their packaging waste, which is something that communities are paying for. New York City pays almost $500 million every year to export its trash. And that trash goes to other communities in New York, like the Seneca Meadows landfill and the Niagara Falls incinerator. So our theory of change is polluters aren't going to do the right thing unless we pass laws that require them to. And we are really pushing to reduce single-use plastics in this arena.
Thank you, Alexis Coldsmith, for joining us. And for our listeners out there that want to know any more information, where could they go to find out?
Yeah, so the gala with Jane Fonda and me on the fiddle is happening on Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be on Zoom. The link is beyondplastics.org/events.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alexis, for joining us. Anything that we forgot to ask that you want to leave our listeners with?
I would just say follow the Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act. We've made incredible progress. We have a majority of co-sponsors in both the Senate and the Assembly. It has passed out of the Environmental Conservation Committees in both houses. And we are really gunning to pass this in the Earth Day package this year. But we need all the grassroots support we can get, because Big Plastic is paying a lot of money to send lobbyists to Albany to kill this bill.
Thank you so much.
And we're not going to let that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. walking down the road, everybody yelling, hurry up, hurry up. But I'm waiting for you. I must go slow. I must not think bad thoughts. When is this world coming to? Both sides are right. Let both sides murder. I give up. I must not think bad thoughts.
from his 2023 album Leisureland. That's Catskill's Reckless Eric with They Come Free With Cornflakes on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Tabasco from William Parker, the legendary free jazz bass player, out in 2021. This is Tabasco.